know of the original sin. You might know how to play with fire, but did you know of the murder committed?
Sleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied, but you're losing grip quickly. Fix me, can you read the signs? Thumbing your way to Vegas steady and dreaming of the other side. Save your tears and laughter, because it doesn't matter what you find. It ain't pretty.
Sydney, Australia, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Amy from Dirty Blind, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, my name's Lauren, and I'm from Texas, and I'm listening to my favorite podcast, Concert Blast.
I'm Kelly, and I'm from Texas, and I'm listening to my favorite podcast, Concert Blast.
Hey, guys, this is Jay from Dirty Blind, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Benji Olson of the Tennessee Titans, and you're listening to my friends Mike, Brian, and Tom on ConcertBlast.com.
This is Amanda O'Donnell in Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast, my favorite podcast.
Concert Blast. This is Mike
and Tom.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Hey.
We are here at the NXS show in Nashville, Tennessee at the Ryman Auditorium. We're looking forward to this, aren't we, Tom?
Well, yes, we are. You know, another night at the Ryman, and I tell you what, it is a beautiful night, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, and this time we get to see someone we haven't seen before, and I can't believe we hadn't seen NXS before.
Never have, so we're definitely excited about seeing them.
Yes. I am looking forward to this show. If you listen to our drum intro show, you will hear that we had a lot of NXS on that program.
Yes, we do. We definitely like NXS.
And Brian, I remember he said, what we have to do is go see them when they come by. And guess what?
Where's Brian?
Brian's not with us tonight. It's not because he didn't want to be here. It's because that he's not feeling good. So we're standing here right here by the back door stage of the Ryman Auditorium. And we get to see what's going on. Last time we were back here, we saw several of the train guys come through. If you listen to our train show.
Yeah, we ran into Pat, and we weren't prepared, were we?
No, I mean, Pat, we were sitting here talking to some fans, and Pat just walked like right behind us.
Yeah.
And walked right up to the stage door. He said hi to us.
Yeah, he was nice.
But he had to go.
But he was in a hurry.
Yes. And they told us that it was time for them to eat dinner. Hopefully this time we'll get to see some of the guys from NXS. We'll see. We're back here in the alley, and hopefully we get to see somebody here. How you doing, guys?
Hey, guys.
We're doing a podcast. We're going to review the concert tonight.
Oh, really? I thought you were looking for rats. I thought it might have been a...
Yeah, rats
been,
are around.
Might have been making an ad for an exterminator or something.
Wow.
Here we are in the alley.
You know, they brought you from Australia. Is that right? You got
no, I'm from China.
You too?
Yeah.
Meet your cousin.
Yeah, there you go.
Tom, this is China.
Hi, China. What's up?
So what do you do? What do you do for NXS?
I'm the touring psychiatrist.
Touring psychiatrist. They need one? They need one, huh?
Yeah.
You're laughing at him. What do you do for him? Are you his assistant?
He's the golf coach. He's the golf professional. He runs the pro shop.
The golf coach. Don't try this at home without him.
That's it.
Well, is everybody done their sound checks and ready to go?
Yeah, we're ready. The doors are open.
Are excited about playing the Ryman?
I guess.
You guess. It's just another place.
I didn't realise what it was until I got here today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I actually sat there and watched the little video and went, oh, really?
Oh, they showed you a video of it?
Oh, no, there's a tour that comes, everyone can come in.
Yeah.
So I sat down with the tourists and watched the video all about the place.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I understand what it is.
Yeah, all the country music stars used to leave this and go straight in to Tootsie's when this was the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You mind if we take a picture, right?
No, I don't mind.
Nobody's looking for you,
right? Not in Nashville, no.
Well, I'll tell you, this is worldwide,
but then again, yeah, the internet could change things a bit.
Yeah, it's going to be mad out in this alley later on, eh?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, well... They try to keep them all on Broadway down there on the other side, but late at night when it's time to leave,
yeah.
This alley will be full.
So what time does showtime start?
9:15 in Accessoron.
Really?
Opener's on at 8.
Yeah, it's Dirty Blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been on the tour with you guys long?
Well, we've only done one show. It was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
It's just starting.
Memphis.
Yeah.
That's a nice theater in Memphis, the Opry.
Yeah, we spent a few days in there because we rehearsed.
Oh, okay.
We did 3 days of rehearsals in there. So we've been here since Monday and we're in the Orpheum until last night. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, that's great. Wow. So is this the second show of the second leg?
Yeah. Yeah.
Same set list?
No.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
That's why we're in the Orpheum. Learning some of the new ones.
Hey, go run me a set list. I want to write everything down for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they've added one old one and three new ones. So Devil Inside's gone, Disappear's gone, but the Elegantly Wasted is back in.
All right.
And
Stairs?
Three off the new record, God's Top Ten.
Yeah, I got, yeah.
Hot Girls and Perfect Strangers.
So you're going to do the whole new thing?
Well, not the whole album, but like
most of
six or seven songs.
Yeah.
Devil Inside's I can't believe it.
It's not my band.
You just worked.
Tell me a suggestion for
you. I'd go all night if I played everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, they could. They really could. That's JD up there, isn't it?
How you doing?
I should be good in here tonight. It's just sold out, just about.
Yeah.
There's a few tickets left, but it's pretty much full.
Pretty much. Can you get JD to talk to us?
I could ask him. Let's just let him finish his conversation.
Yeah, okay.
No problem. Come down and give you a couple of bits.
I appreciate it.
Wow.
How you doing, sir?
Awesome, man. How you doing?
I'm Mike from Concert Blast.
Hey, Mike. How are you, man?
Yeah. Jimmy Fortune. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Is this Tom
Thompson?
Hey, Tom.
Nice to meet you.
What a great name, man. Concert Blast.
We're here to review the show tonight. So that's the smoking helps you a deeper voice there, right?
Yeah, you know, I find it works on the ladies that are over 60.
You're all right, man.
Honest to God.
Whoa. First time in Nashville?
No, man, I was here about a month ago doing some radio promos. Just happened to be fortunate enough to have a gig here tonight, you know? Like, I understand this is one of the most historic places in America, you know? So I'm really, I feel it when I came in here. It was sort of like, you know, it's a little intimidating.
Here just to play at the Ryman to say that they did.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I would have been playing like right there on the side of the steps if it wasn't for this band, so. Yeah.
But,
how you guys doing today, man? Good?
Yeah.
You can look forward to a hole in
one. Oh, here we go. Yeah, we should have.
All right, there we go. Stay with me for a second.
Yeah, they get up to the corner and I was like, whoa, there's a lot of excitement going on.
Yeah, we should have been up here from the beginning, actually, huh, JD?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you want to smoke, we'll get you in the doorway.
I have to apologize for my mom and sister. So you can be a rock star, but then somebody pulls in with a...
It's like a hog.
That's a great ride. Is that a bike?
Well, let me tell you what we predicted back when the Rockstar show first started. Before the first episode, we predicted you would win.
Really?
Yes.
You could have called a brother?
Huh?
You could have called a brother?
I said, guys, if I were y'all, call Vegas right now and book it. That's what I said. Because JD's going to be the winner.
I heard they were betting in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I bet anything in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely. Just, sorry, I'm doing a very important interview for
me. Hurry up, Jerry. The man's busy.
Okay, ready? Here's my
there
best.
There you go. Here's your best.
Oh no, she's excited. I know that.
That's a way to, that's a way to win a guy over, huh?
Right, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So, anything special we can expect tonight?
Well, right now I'm concentrating on standing up and breathing.
That'd be a good start, wouldn't it?
No, I think tonight's we're trying out a lot of new material tonight, and we're trying it in different places in the set. So this is probably the most important gig we'll have the whole tour.
Wow.
Yeah, the set list has gone through a few changes. And we've added new songs from Switch, and we've added some more, you know, oldies but goldies. Hopefully it's just going to rip the roof off this place and be worthy of being here. Do you know what I mean? That's
tell
the main
what,
thing.
How did it sound when you did the sound check out there?
You know what? I'm not really a good judge of that because I'm not a good judge of sound checks because I'm usually, you know, more concerned about how the band is feeling. You know what I mean? Because mine's easy. It's volume up, volume down. Do you know what I mean? And they've got a lot of gizmos and gadgets, and as I like to say, you got a lot of buttons back there, Tim. Better know how to use them. So at this point, it's just sort of like a little nerve-wracking because it is such an historic place, and it's Nashville. Nice. This is like, you know, this is like the Mecca, you know. So it's going to be, hopefully, well,
actually,
we're going to do it proud.
It's probably right here where Elvis got mad and busted his guitar over the side of this wall. Right?
Really?
He's the one all went through here, right through this.
Wow!
Here.
No way!
I mean, it's all kinds of things went on back through here. It's just
that's amazing, man. That's amazing. Yeah, it's just it's actually really kind of overwhelming to me. It's like waking up Christmas morning and you go, "What would be my best gift?" Oh, I know. Go to the Grand Ole Opry and perform, and someone goes, "Poof, you're there." And it's like, wow. Someone asked me to describe what it was like being asked to be in the band.
Yeah.
I said it's like the dog on the country road that finally catches the car that drives by. What are you going to do with it once you got it? You know what I mean? Let's
wow.
You know, teach
them to get much better than this, does it?
Teach them to drive, or you know, teach them to chew real fast. You know what I mean? So yeah. So this is actually going to be quite an enlightening evening.
Now they're treating you right.
Who?
The fans and the band.
Oh.
And this guy.
I think everybody's just kind of getting it. You know what I mean? Which is cool. Nobody's out here trying to be, you know, anything that they're not, and that's what's really cool about all this. Is it's really genuine. And in the music industry right now, it's like you could write a really tender, touching love song about, you know, somebody passing away, and then somebody will make fun of it, and they'll make money off that. You know what I mean? So that kind of crap's got to stop, you know? It's got to have some sort of artistic integrity, and that's why INXS has always been one of my favorite bands, because they never give you their opinion about something. It's always an observation about something. And all the great writers that I've grown up with have always given an observation. This is... Hey, this is what's going on. What do you think? As opposed to, that sucks. This is good, and you know, and here we are making another observation tonight. So
I loved it when you said on the show, these guys are learning your songs, and I'm fulfilling them or something.
Yeah. You know, what's so funny is I got a lot of crap for that.
Oh, I could tell.
The cameras really loved that.
They painted a bullseye on my chest and sent me back into a house with 12 people that hated my guts at that point. And what's really funny is when we won an award on through VH1 and. Someone said, you know, what do we have to look forward to on the tour? And the band's standing around kind of going, well,
hey,
hey, Kirk, I was just talking about VH1 awards where the girl said, so what do we have to look forward to in the band on the tour? And I said, well, I know the songs because I love them.
It's Kirk from INXS just walked up.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's right. About me until the day I die, I think.
So what do you think about this guy performing, trying to beat everybody out and then saying something like, these other guys are just trying to learn new songs. I know.
I think it was a really good tactic.
I said, what? I said, the viewers are going to go crazy now.
Yeah, the phones are ringing off the hooks. Yeah, I think the next week I did end up in the bottom three at that point, didn't I?
Yeah, I think from the voting, but you know, that was the beauty, you know, for us when, you know, our biggest concern was like, if it was like just the person that was on the bottom gets voted out each week, and we don't get a choice.
Right.
So that's why we instigated having, you know, the bottom three, so then we could kind of save someone if we really felt we needed
to. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, just to let you know, we selected him before the show ever started. And we did it on,
he was born.
Before,
pretty much.
On our show, we predicted that before the show started.
Wow.
And we told everybody, go to Vegas now and book it, because this guy's the man.
It's so funny. I was on the internet. They had all our names on the internet through Las Vegas and all the odds. And my odds were like, oh, it was really brutal. It was like 680-1.
Oh, I've known that.
Yeah.
Oh. I've known that.
Yeah.
You can make some money.
And then, like,
yeah.
And then a few other people were like, you know, 2-1, 3-1. And what's really funny is my mother had printed off every week. The odds were changing.
Oh, wow.
And when the last, and it came down to, you know, 3-1.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there was the three of us. And I went, how does that, oh, that's how Vegas makes money. Because
yeah.
There was only 15 of us, but my odds were 680-1.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wouldn't it be 15-1? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Don't add up.
It doesn't
know.
Well,
exactly right.
Thanks, guys.
But yeah, we appreciate you coming down here and talking to us, JD. Thank you.
My pleasure, man. Thank you, bro.
Picking us up.
We will. Thanks, man. We appreciate you talking.
Thank you. Oh, we will.
Yep.
All right. Wave at us.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you just heard us talking to JD, you heard us talking to Kirk. Hey, how you doing? What's everybody standing around here for?
Is that a dad reporter you got in your hand?
Yeah.
I'm in radio, too.
Are you? Hey. Give us a radio pitch.
Hey, this is Amanda broadcasting live from Clear Channel. No, that's what I do. I work at Clear Channel in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
105 through the Buzz at 640 GST.
Well, we're a podcast on Concert Blast.
Oh, awesome. Very cool.
You ought to be on TV, though.
Hey, thank you.
I can't see you on the radio, see? What are you guys?
We're just here checking out NXS.
Yeah, they'd be a great show. What's your name?
My name is Britton.
From?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you.
What did I say before I go? And here comes Tommy Thompson coming up after the break, folks.
That's good. That's good. I like that.
It's the last name.
Tommy Thompson.
Tommy Thompson.
What you guys doing?
We're doing a podcast.
Podcast, huh?
Yeah. All
right.
What's your name?
My name's Jay.
Jay from?
I'm from New York. I'm in the opening band.
Oh, are you?
Yes, sir.
Now, the name of this band is?
Dirty Blonde.
Right. Well, how do you say that lead singer's name?
Amy Muriello.
Yeah, from New York?
Her and I are from New York, and we moved out to L.A. and found the rest of the band.
Okay. And, I like the songs y'all put out there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Stay.
Hey, you know them. All right.
Yeah.
This feels good. It's not the same Stay. It's not the same Zodiac's Stay, that everyone knows.
Yeah.
It's our own one. But that's good that you could bring that up and speak knowledgeably about it. Out of my bed. Hey! This is fantastic.
But the album's not out yet.
The album comes out on May 16th.
And
on Jive Records.
And
yes.
This is the second show with NXS.
This is the second show with NXS. Correct.
Yeah.
We are so happy that you know asked us to come on this thing, and it's such a huge thing for us because our album's not even out yet, you know, and for a upstart band to get this kind of, you know, opportunity without having an album out. I mean, I've seen shows, you know, I've gone to shows my whole life, and every single opening band I've seen for a big national act, international act, has always had their record out. You go out to the merchandise table and they have their records in there, and people say, hey, can I buy your record? And I'm like, well, not yet, you have to wait a couple weeks. But it's good to build the anticipation, so hopefully when people see it in stores, they're like, I'm going to get this.
Yes. And we'll have a link to the website on our page. Y'all having a meet and greet and anything like that?
Right after we get off stage, we're going to our merchandise booth.
We'll go there.
We're right there.
We'll be there.
There
you go. Where'd you get the name?
Her and I have always been in bands together our whole lives growing up. We grew up in Connecticut and then moved to New York. And she always wanted that kind of band name. She always wanted Dirty Blonde. Always wanted it. Then we moved to L.A. We decided to look through other names and research other names because there was some legal trouble, possibly, with the name Dirty Blonde. Dirty Blonde is like a wedding band out in Kansas. So I'm like, what are they going to do? But they would love to sue us because they're probably not making a boatload of money. So all they said was, yo, change the Y to an I-E. Yeah.
And so it's Dirty Blonde, D-I-R-T-I-E, blonde.com. Blonde's got an E on the end.
See you guys.
All right, thank you.
See you guys after the...
See you later.
Cool.
We are here. We just saw Dirty Blonde perform here at the Ryman. We're at their booth right now. Amy's over here signing autographs and all. And we're here to talk to Dirty Blonde. What do you think, Tom, about Dirty Blonde's performance?
I tell you what, man, they're tied. They were good. And, again, Amy could really put out them vocals, couldn't she?
Amy's over here. She's got a big fan base because she's signing several autographs.
Yes, she
along
is.
With the rest of the band members.
A lot of people in line waiting for her autograph.
So we can see here. Yeah.
Thank you.
I just like playing out there.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, y'all sounded good.
Where's that microphone I'm talking
about? That's
it. That's it. That's pretty powerful stuff. You know, the audience was very, very, very accommodating.
Sound was really good, man. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, man.
Tom Petty song, huh?
Sorry?
The Tom Petty song.
Yeah, it was a last-minute addendum to the set, but we're glad we did it because it seemed to go over pretty well, you know? Stick it right in the middle, and people love it.
Yeah, very good. Very, very good.
Thank you so much.
Well, you better sign some autographs here, buddy.
Yeah, I'll be back in a second.
Sell some merchandise.
That's the main thing.
You need another earring, guy.
Yeah, you know.
What's your name?
I'm Sean.
Sean the guitar player.
Sean the guitar player, yeah.
Yeah, I love your guitar too, man.
Thank you very much.
Very nice one.
Thank you.
Very nice. You play good too.
Oh, so is the guitar your
guy? Yeah.
You're all right.
But you guys are. I got to convert that.
I'm just like taking compliments. I'm like, whatever, yeah, give it to me. You like the guitar, you like my amp, I don't care.
Selling some of that stuff.
I know, but we don't want to release it too quickly.
Yeah, I understand.
We want to do it at the right time.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, can I get a picture of you and Tom?
Sure.
It'll be on our website, what, Friday?
Next week. And man, oh man, what can I say? We're back in our alley, huh?
That's right. That's right, man. I tell you what, man, JD proved himself, didn't he?
Man, he got Michael's voice down.
Oh, he really did, man. He is really a great front man, too. Well, girls, what do you think?
Hey, where's he at?
We're waiting back there. He went to go get the microphone, but this is still kind of on. So what did you think of the show?
It was awesome.
Awesome. Well, come out right out here, unless they want to go out through the front door and fake everybody, but this is normally where they come out. Say hi.
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 What's your name?
Hey, I'm L.A.
Yeah. L.A., where
Isn't
you from?
Isn't that my name?
Yeah.
L.A.,
where
I'm
you
from Tennessee.
What part of Tennessee?
Clarksville.
So what do you think of the show, girl?
Oh, my goodness. Amazing.
Tell you what.
J.D.
Hey, tell you what, he's got it too, don't he?
He's got it, and he's got some showmanship. They are a great band. It shows in his showmanship, and it shows in his the way he performs his songs, and just the fact that he's passionate about what he does.
You can tell it's in his heart, can't you?
You can. Yeah, it was a great show. I loved it. Loved every moment of it. I did not sit down one time. I stood up the whole time, and I was on my feet and just.
Who wants to sit down with somebody out there jumping around going crazy?
I know, right? We're having so much fun. Having a great time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, hopefully maybe we'll see JD pop his head out. Hopefully he'll say, coming up here.
He's a good-looking guy. I hope he pops his head out again and shows his beautiful face.
So we'll find out for sure.
Awesome. That's
right.
I'm so glad.
That's right. That's exactly right. Here comes the background singers. Hey, girls.
Hi.
Great show.
Awesome.
Here comes Mike with the mic. Mike with the mic coming.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
You say you spent a lot of money on this guy.
Oh, really?
Kenji Olsen.
Bad.
Yeah. Right. We spent season tickets.
Oh, you guys do?
Oh, yeah. We're in the end zone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right, man. That's a good point.
Oh, love it.
You can see us breathing hard.
So what did you think about the concert, sir?
Concert was amazing.
How about you, ma'am?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. What did you like best about the concert?
I like the shaking and grooving and the dancing and moving.
Oh, that's Benji for you. And his wife can't stop laughing. So that's
as corny as that sounds, it was good, though.
Yeah, it was.
The priming giant.
All right, what did you miss out of the concert? Anything?
Marty, man.
Oh, Marty, Casey, and the Lovehammers. Yeah, because you saw them on the last tour.
Yes, we did. We saw them in Chicago.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, listen to that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hi, Benji.
Appreciate that.
Awesome.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Benji.
How was it? Good reviews now?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Benji Olsen for the Tennessee Titans.
Hey, how you doing, man?
He wanted to say hi to somebody in the band.
I just wanted to say hi and tell him a good job. I'll come back
in. Can you get him to say hi to him?
Yeah, they're just sort of getting changed and doing everything now.
Benji back up to say hi to the guys.
They're changing right now, but he said, give me a few minutes.
I just want to go back there and say, hey, good
you
job.
You saw him?
Tony.
Tony, okay.
You know, he was the guy that was the golf guy.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Tony. Okay, everybody want to go? Sing along. You ready? Go help me? Come on up here. We're going to have a sing along, everybody. You ready? Come on up here. Who wants to sing some NXS songs? Right here, right here. Everybody ready? Don't ask me. Come on.
What I know is true. Don't have to tell me. I love your precious heart. I was standing.
What?
You were there. Two worlds collided. And they will never tear us apart.
Very good. Amen. Give yourself a round of applause.
Very nice. Come on out and join the party. We got a party going on out here. Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, look at this. All right, tell me about you. You must be getting married or something.
Yes.
You're getting married.
All right, when are you getting married?
Next month.
What's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly from?
Texas.
Texas. What are you doing in Nashville?
Another ring.
My cousin lives in Nashville.
Hello, cousin.
Hi.
What's going on?
Yeah, NXS is about to come out, and we're talking to the fans of NXS, and y'all just having a wall by.
What? How come I can't just run up there?
Because that big woman up there on the other side of that door will throw you back.
There's
down.
There's a big woman?
Yeah.
I knew that.
Of course you did. What's your name?
Stephanie.
From?
I live here. I'm from Kansas. She's from Nashville.
Hey, JD, look.
No.
That's not him.
Very nice.
I can't tell.
I can't tell.
You what? Did you make it in?
Oh, yeah, but this is it.
And you made it out pretty quick?
Yeah.
So what'd you do? Did you want to try to tell him a story?
Yeah, that I'm from Seattle, and I came all the way to see him, and I saw him when they opened with Steel Pulse in 1980s at Key Arena, but he went, uh-huh. Go wait in the alley, please. Thank you.
What's your name?
Lauren.
Lori. Are you married?
I'm a bride-to-be, too. I'm a bride-to-be, too. June 17th.
Really?
Yeah.
You gonna come back from Texas and do this again?
Well, she's in Texas now.
Yeah, I live in Washington now.
Okay.
For school.
How about you?
I live in Washington.
Oh, you do?
My name's Marissa. Yeah, we live together. Marissa.
Get some ideas.
We just flew in.
We ate dinner at Sambuca, and then we went to Tootsie's.
Yeah.
Tonight we're stopping by.
Oh, okay, so you're just going up and down the alley here.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Tootsie's?
It's fun. Great.
It's really crowded.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah. Barely move around.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Hey,
y'all made it. Well, what did y'all talk to everybody?
Yes, we did.
Benji owes him just. All right, Benji. Now I got this recorded. You owe me a favor. I need two field passes for the opening game for me and Tom.
Two field. I'll have to work on that.
Yeah, I worked on this. You worked on that.
I will. I'll tell you, hey, I will. I will.
We need
feel really good about that.
Just one game.
I can work that out.
Absolutely.
Be nice to me.
Thank you.
Emails?
She got it.
Okay. It's got emails. It's got all that stuff.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you, guys.
He was going to go lay down.
Yeah. He was a little tired.
He was.
Is he going to come out,
everybody
though?
Everybody was very, very, very nice.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Everybody was really great. They're good. Bunch of good
so
guys.
So we got some Titans fans in there?
They're more about rugby. You know, Australia, rugby.
That's okay.
Yeah. But they were all nice. Remembered our names and everything.
Yeah,
they were a good group of guys.
That's cool.
You know.
Okay.
Number That's one, they were, you know, good class, you know.
That's good to know.
Oh, you want to hear another song?
Yeah.
We'll sing earlier.
Live, baby, live. Now that the night is over. I got a new sensation. Come on, Benji.
Man, Benji doesn't dance, so.
I can't shake it like JD, man.
Hey, so long!
How's that?
They didn't think I could sing, see? They still don't think I could sing.
Are you just guessing that they're going to come back out?
No, this is on the way out. Unless they go out the front door. But they come back out when
it's clear.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Mike!
Hey, Mike! You guys are silly.
Yeah, we are.
That's right.
It's 11:30 now, so they ought to be out of here by midnight.
I know.
Hey, what?
When I used to go to rock concerts, I didn't have arthritis in my neck.
Oh, what are you saying? Are you old?
Just a little bit.
I know what I'm going to say. I'm Zach Bowden, and I'm from Kentucky, and Rockstar NXS rocks.
Very good. Yeah.
Where did you get those drumsticks?
John Ferris.
John Ferris.
All right.
When did he do that?
Before the show.
Before the show.
He signed. Zach brought his.
He signed the drumsticks and the shirt?
He signed these. These were Zach's. And then he went back and he gave him some of his.
What's your name?
Wendy Burden.
And what part of Kentucky?
Owensboro, Kentucky.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's great. Really? Now, how'd you get them to sign that? Where'd you see them?
You get to meet him.
Here or inside?
Inside. But there's just say that there's an angel out there.
Oh, okay. We will say that then.
All the time he likes to come to Nashville is to go to the doctor.
So. Oh, okay. What kind of doctor you go to?
Kids doctor.
Endocrinologist.
What does that do?
Hormones.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because you're 10. Oh, yeah.
Hormone deficient.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could tell. Yeah. He told me he was 10 earlier.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you do. Hey, my buddy Paul. Let him through. Come on, let him through. Let's go. Come on, get out of the way. Quit bothering.
What's the microphone for?
Okay, we're a podcast on the internet. I got my hands. I can't do a card. What's your name?
Karen.
Where are you from, Karen?
Seattle.
You come all the way from Seattle?
Actually, I came up north of Seattle. I took a 2-hour drive and then a 4-hour flight.
To see NXS?
Yes.
You got to be kidding me.
No. I got the license to prove it. No, like, and I saw him in the 80s. We want to go meet him.
They're going to be down here in about 20 more minutes.
Because we had a pact when NXS was in concert that we would see them together. So she flew here.
Oh, you live here?
Yeah, I live here.
What's your name?
Alice.
Alice. And you live in Nashville?
Yes.
Wow, that's great. Alice, you don't have a southern accent.
No, I'm a Jersey girl.
Jersey? That's good. Then
I married an Aussie, if that means anything.
Yeah, it's rubbing off on you.
Yeah.
Where's he?
He's home watching the kids.
That's a good man.
See, we're not like groupies. We're just like true fans.
We need to get your picture, though. Yeah. You take one of those?
Oh, if it gets us in there to like shake
the hand. Well, I don't know about that, yeah.
We'll trade it.
No guarantees there.
I would everybody in there one at a time.
Okay, but who took it, like, a what? Spent all the time flying and the money to see him? Who put forth that effort?
Why didn't you just go a little extra and do buy the meet and greet thing?
What meet and greet? I didn't know.
There's tickets for meet and greet down at front three rows.
We didn't know.
You didn't know?
So I failed you.
Ticketmaster had it all about. It was on their website, too.
And that's where I got these tickets from. I can prove that. I swear I didn't see it, Karen. I failed you.
I thought Marty was coming.
We did, too.
Hey, guys, what happened to him?
Well, he was on the last leg. He's not on this leg. This leg started last night. This leg of the tour.
Because we were actually going to go to Memphis.
Yeah. Hey, what'd you think about JD?
Who's good? Who's very good?
Okay, well, I feel like I was cheating on Michael a little bit.
Oh.
By coming, and then he kind of won me over a little bit, and then he was doing the new Sensation song. I was like, okay. And I got What You Need, and I'm like, okay. And the new Sensation, I'm like, okay, I'm with you, JD.
Well, I enjoyed it. And when he kicked in with Amazing Grace, I couldn't believe it.
Cool. That was very good.
And then he goes back to making love to a microphone stand.
And he's a good dancer. Yeah, he's a good move.
He can slide.
He can slide.
Yeah. And he kicks his leg up.
Yeah. And when he jumps. He jumps straight up. It looks like he jumps 10 feet.
He can definitely jump.
Boy, he's so much taller. Well, show him how tall he is. Go back.
He's taller than you.
Yeah, he's taller than I am.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm 6 foot, he's probably 6'2 at least. At least.
Okay, y'all in the way. Let's go.
Sorry.
Let's clear the way. Let's clear the way. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
There they come.
Okay. What?
You think?
They're ready?
Well, we were tricked by the NXS guys.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, we waiting by the backstage area for them to leave.
And they snuck around the corner and got on the bus without us knowing.
They went right out the back door of the Ryman.
But you know what? We had fun back there anyway, though.
Oh, yeah. Got to meet a lot of new people and talk to a lot of fans. We're going around the Ryman, and now we see the road crew kind of loading up things. And they got semis in the back here, as you hear in the background. So we'll just walk up. It's the loading crew, not really the traveling roadies, but the loading crew.
Yeah.
And they're doing a good job.
I'm going to tell Paul thank you, man. Typically see him anywhere.
So they pulled one on us. Good for them, though, you know?
Yeah, good for them. Yeah, they fooled us.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, we got to talk to JD, and he was really nice to us. He did an outstanding job as the new lead singer for NXS.
Yes, he did, man. I tell you what, man, he can jump. Most of all, he can sing.
Now we're about to go by the buses of the road crew. These buses carry the road crew, so that's what you hear in the background.
Those are pretty nice buses there, too, aren't they, Mike?
Yes, they are. Do what?
Are these park spaces reserved for these buses only?
Yeah. I wouldn't park here. Yeah.
Okay.
They'll tell you off real fast.
So here we go up to our car. Man, we just had a great time tonight.
Yes, we did. I mean, it's another great show, and you can tell that we just had a great time, and we're glad you tuned in to us. And again, guys, we want to thank y'all for listening. Tell everybody about us. We want to thank our sponsors. And guess what else they need to do, Mike?
They need to vote for us.
Yes, they do.
Get on to concertblast.com. On the right-hand side, there's a vote link. There's also underneath that is what, Tom?
It is Frapper Map, guys. Pretty cool. Just click on it, and you'll see that it shows the different places where people have tuned in to us. So we kind of like to know where you're tuning in from us. And they're all over the world, and people are joining every single day. So click on Frapper also. Again, for Concert Blast, this is Tom.
This is Mike. God bless you all.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself. Again, boom, 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 boom,